Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Rolf Gerritsen, CEO at Metal NRG. How are you today, Rolf?
Very well, Zach. How are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing well. I believe you've got three themes for us today. The first one is oil and gas, which is new one, let's say.
Yes, it is new, and I think it's very exciting because it's really about entering a new area and looking at developing that. As you know, because we've spoken a number of times, we really focus on three key things that any project that we look at investing in must have a tick in the box against. One is undervalued assets. Two is that we have a good management team. And three, that there's exploration upside. So if you take the Sunswept transaction, which we announced a few weeks ago, it ticks all the boxes. Let's take them one by one. In terms of undervalued asset, we believe it's undervalued, currently producing at around 55 barrels per day. However, there is a well, which is well 6, which is currently waxed in. And the idea is to unblock that very quickly, probably within the first quarter of next year, unblock that, and that would bring production up by another roughly 40 to 60 barrels a day. So that would put that particular asset on around 100 barrels a day and on a relatively stable footing. The second part of the plan is probably for Q2 and Q3 2021 is to start a very low risk drilling program. And I say this is very low, but it's also not only low in risk, but also low in cost. And the idea there is to get ourselves to a position where we're adding another 200 to 400 barrels a day in terms of production following that drilling program. So as you can see, that would put Brit NRG, which is the SPV that we're using to drive our oil projects, that would put it on a footing of around 400 to 500 barrels a day. And I think at that point, it becomes an interesting economic proposition. That will then allow us the most important aspect, which is it will allow us to enter other conversations, which we're in, but develop those conversations and looking at taking on other assets. That is actually, if I may, Zach, a very good link back to an earlier transaction that we've been looking at, which is the oil transaction in Romania. At the time when we started and we engaged with the vendor of the Romanian asset, they presented us with a business plan. That business plan is what we set out to do due diligence against. During the period that we were completing the due diligence on the asset, the price of oil crashed. At that point, the commercial proposition being put forward via that business plan did not tick my box of this is an undervalued asset. As a result, we changed the commercial proposition. That proposition is still out there to the vendor. And if they're willing to engage with us about taking the asset forward on our terms, and that means it needs to be seen and perceived by us as an undervalued asset that gives us potential upside, then we're open to the conversation. At the moment, the offer is still out there and we'll see where it goes. It's the door's never closed and it's still open. But I will add, if I may, the last point here is we're in other conversations and there are a number of very interesting projects. And Sunswept is very much a stepping stone because it will give us the credibility that we need with the regulators to start looking and engaging seriously with some of these larger assets that we're looking at. So look, oil and gas, I think it's a good opportunity for us. There's a very clear short-term and long-term plan that we're working towards, and Pier Paolo is doing a great job in driving that forward.
Yeah, I mean, I think the question there, which follows on from what you said, is, I mean, clearly oil and gas compared to mining over the last 6 months, 8 months since the pandemic started, it's not exactly been a party. Are you taking the view that we're at the bottom of oil and gas, or are you actually just, you know, assuming that, you know, we're going to stay low and you're going to go for opportunities because it's just so cheap?
I think there's various aspects. One, we believe that oil and gas will be a requirement for the next 15, 20 years. It will probably be on the decrease in terms of overall consumption, because we're shifting towards a more environmentally friendly type of resource. To be able to participate in that shift, we believe you have to do it from within. And that's one thing we're looking at. And therefore, the comments Pier Paolo made with you the other day about looking at carbon neutral opportunities are being explored and being developed as well. The second point is that within the oil and gas, there are currently undervalued assets that at current prices do offer an opportunity to make a very good return for the investors, and those are being pursued. I think if we look at pricing long term, I probably reckon we'll be where we are around now for the foreseeable future, and that's really what we're working on and the assumptions that we're working with.
So can we move on to the business proper, the mining area?
Yes, mining. Look, we announced the offer that we've made to Lake Victoria Gold. Lake Victoria Gold is a very interesting project in Tanzania. There's a lot of money that has been spent on it. They've completed a pre-feasibility study. The assumption is that we will be able to get it into production within about 12 months from completing the transaction, and it will be producing initially at around 12,000 ounces per annum. Initial grades are good. We've got a head grade of around 4.55%. So the cash flow from it in the first few years is extremely attractive. The beauty of that attractiveness in terms of cash flow is that it allows us to reinvest, and it allows us to work towards the plan of getting it to around 50,000 ounces in terms of production per annum, because there are a number of areas which are currently unexplored, which we see as substantial upside exploration opportunities. So it ticks those first two boxes, which is one, close to production, roughly 10 to 12 months. Second, and sorry, at a very profitable, at a very good economics. Two, it offers a substantial exploration upside. And most importantly is it comes with a management team that has been working on the project for the last eight, nine years, and they've been driving it forward, and they're staying with the project to make sure that it is brought to the next level. So again, it ticks all the boxes. What it also does for Metal Energy, it brings into the group some real additional expertise on gold, which previously we were not as strong as I would have hoped we would have, or we should have been. And as a result of bringing in Seth Dickinson, who will be spearheading the gold special purpose vehicle, he will also be able to really focus on driving the Goldridge project in Arizona forward. We've got some very clear plans. The limitations there at the moment are travel restriction related. And as soon as we can get back on the boots on the ground, we will. I anticipate at the moment that realistically that's going to be in the new year. But that would give us one Arizona Goldridge, which we're trying to bring back on to the level where it is sustainable, or we bring it back into sustainable production. And then two, it gives us the LVG asset in Tanzania, which also allows us the opportunity to build. So So what I'm trying to build here, Zach, is a company that is producing cash flow, doesn't have to continuously go to market to raise funds, and you know, that we become a bigger boy than we are now, and stand on our own two feet going forward.
Oh, you mentioned the F word there, and that tends to be one that's crucial to many investors. How can you, I suppose, spin the different plates? You've got the platform, you've got the management, you've got the expertise, the projects there. Isn't funding always going to be an issue for you?
Well, we're in a funding round at the moment, and we're working our way through that. I think that the critical aspect here is how we organize ourselves. And the idea is that the group will supply funding to the SPVs, and that funding will recycle back into the group so that we can use it and invest in other areas. So that's the concept that we're working towards. So the SPVs are about setting up dedicated and focused resource to take forward projects. And that's really what we're doing, is we're grouping expertise around specific projects. At group level, we're supplying the funding. And because these assets are revenue producing, there's a mechanism that the funding will then come back into group, and we then redeploy that. So, you know, we could be looking at setting up other SPVs focused on other areas. And that's the whole idea. Once you get sufficient cash flow flowing through the system, you don't have to rely on going to market to raise funds, because you're doing it, you know, you're doing it internally, because you've got free cash flow coming out of the assets, and you're reutilizing some some of that as further investments.
But presumably it's a matter of getting a balance between seeking out new investments, consolidating the investments you have, and then having enough funding at the same time, so that it's your skill as a CEO to get the balance right.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm working very closely with, as I mentioned, Seth, and I mentioned Pierpaolo as well, and we work very closely together as a team to make sure that balance is in place, and that we're doing this in a very managed and a very planned approach, as opposed to just haphazardly going after anything and everything. We're being very methodical in terms of our approach. We have very specific criteria, and we adhere to that criteria quite firmly, and that will help us maintain focus and hopefully get Metal NRG to a level which is substantially higher in terms of market cap than we are today.
Rolf Gerritsen, CEO at Metal NRG, thank you very much indeed.
Zach, thank you, and speak soon.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.